I've got it all. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in today. It's National Something Day. It's always National Something Day. I have no idea what it is, but it's a National Something Day. So thank you. We'll have music and more. Okay. I'm feeling a little bossa nova with Lucy Arnaz right now. Let's start out with that, and then we'll have some comedy and such.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. It all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, that dance of love.
Now is it the moon?
Oh, no, the bossa nova. The bossa nova, yeah, the bossa nova, the dance of love. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride to be, and we're gonna raise the family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on that bossa nova that we did. No, no, the bossa nova. No, 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 the bossa nova. Yeah, the bossa nova. My dance of love. kids have flown. Now we're fancy free and we're home alone, just my groom and me. 30 years next June and we're still going strong. Whatever made it stay so sweet so long? Blame it on the Vazanova with its magic spell. Ooh, blame it on that bossa nova that we did so well. Ooh, it all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on that bossa nova, whatever love.
Now is it down the
road? No, no, the bossa nova. No, no, no. What was the dance?
The bossa nova.
We took a chance on
the bossa nova.
I knew that he was a wonderful lover the minute that he did
the bossa nova.
Yum, yum, yum.
The bossa nova.
You three came from the bossa nova. The bossa nova.
Difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roll from home to
the town. We start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want a wrangle made too?
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, drop, drip.
Finally, the most important part, service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
That was the Apple Sisters. Gotta love them. And now a little Long Island boy himself, Jackie Martling.
A lady walks into the drugstore and says to the pharmacist, I need to buy some cyanide to kill my husband. He says, lady, I can't sell you cyanide to kill your husband. You'll go to jail. I'll go to jail. You're crazy. She reaches into her purse, takes out a picture, hands it to the pharmacist. It's a picture of her husband in bed with the pharmacist's wife. The pharmacist says, you didn't tell me you had a prescription.
I got to like that joke. All right. Speaking of Long Island, let's see what we got going on here. Lexita's on demand. Lexita's. Okay. Please join Lexita's for a fun evening benefiting Tunnel to Tunnel Towers Foundation. Following the Islanders game, local attorneys will face off for the second Lexita's Cup game. Ooh, that sounds like fun. Lawyers getting beat up. Okay, no. Anyway, if you're a lawyer and would like to play in the Lexita Cup game, contact John Dalli, D-A-L-L-I, at 516-241-1560. 516-241-1560. And remember, the spots are limited. What a great day. I'd love to see attorneys out there slamming that hockey puck around. It'll be right after the game. So if you're going to the game anyway, stay for this one too. And each ticket includes an $11 donation to Tunnel to Towers Foundation. For tickets, please contact Lisa Baldy at, I'm going to get your pen ready, 917-922-9117. 917-922-9117 or Lisa, LISABALDI, at gmail.com. Lisa Baldy at gmail.com. Well, that sounds like that's going to be a fun event. The lawyers with hockey sticks. Oh, it's a very good cause. It's Tunnel to Towers, so you want to, you know, always remember them. That's Sunday, March 24th, 5 p.m., following the Islanders game. Oh, shoot, I got all choked up. All right. Oh, sorry there. It's 2400 Hempstead Turnpike, Elmont, New York. Okay. John Dalli Esquire, plaintiffs versus defendants, others to be determined. Contact Lisa Baldy at gmail.com. I'll say this again when I'm not all choked up. Okay, let's keep it going here. Jackie the Joke Man, Long Islander.
A guy meets a girl in a bar and they go back to her apartment. They go into her bedroom and one wall from floor to ceiling, left to right, the entire wall is full of fluffy toys. Fluffy, fluffy, fluffy toys. Floor to ceiling, side to side, fluffy toys. They get it on. When they get done, he says, "How was I?" She says, "Take anything from the bottom shelf."
I know they're bad jokes, but you gotta love Jackie. All right. Let me find to see if I can get up to Mr. Carosa. My friend's just written a book. It's very good. And I just finished reading it. And I will get you the title right now. It's available on Amazon. His name is Tom Carosa. And it's called Mr. Dust and Other Accumulations by Tom Carosa. You could find it very fast on Amazon. So check that out as well. Okay, I want to give you that address again now that I'm not coughing. It's 2400 Hempstead Turnpike, Elmont, New York, the UBS Arena, following the Islanders game, March 24th, Sunday. That sounds like a fun Sunday thing to do. And check it out, okay? All right, let's keep the music going. I'm going to open up the chat room because I forgot to, and now I'm going to do it right now. All right. Tom Carruth.
La da 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 da, shoop boop be yada yada, da 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 day.
Yeah.
Let's do something wrong, something there is no name for, something we'll die of shame for tonight. We'll have a glorious evening if you will do with me something we all agree is really, truly not right. The moonlight is so strong, the stars are all on display too, and we haven't done in ways. Of geese.
That was Tom Carosa. You got to love Tom Carosa. Cracks me up. What else is going on here? Okay, again, I want to say it with a clearer throat. We're going to have Lexitas On Demand is sponsoring Please Join Levitas for a fun evening, a benefiting Tunnel to Towers Foundation following the Islanders game. Local attorneys will face off at the second Lexitas Cup game. All righty. Yeah, it's going to be great. The defendants versus the plaintiffs. I just think that's a great sense of humor. And the money goes to a very good cause. That's the 2400 Hempstead Turnpike. I think you all know where it is. It's Long Island. It's a good cause. It's a Sunday. Make it your fun day. All right. Contact Lisa Baldi, B-A-L-D-I, at gmail.com. It's a good event. Okay. Let's see. Oh, there's something underneath it. I got to read this. Hold on. Well, I don't know. It might be on top. All right. There it is. Okay. Oh, okay. John Dolly, D-A-L-L-I, Esquire Plaintiff versus Defendants. It just cracks me up every time I say it. The tickets are $75, including the donation. So it's a good cause. Let's raise some money for Tunnel to Towers. That's a sad day. Let's make this a good cause. Oh, I got a joke here. What do lawyers like to drink? Sapina coladas. That's pretty funny. All right. Yeah. All right. Check it out. Hockey. Yeah. Don't be a puck. Go see this game. It's for a good cause. All right, let's keep the show going and see what else we got going on here. Let me see. Just a reminder, I do have books on Amazon as well. Books on Amazon, look for me and Tom Carosa. Look for Nancy Lombardo on Amazon. My books are A Pocketful of Confidence, All Musings, and Holiday Shorts, Keep Your Pants On. They're all fun. They're all big print. They're all easy to read. Support the arts by supporting the artist, of course. And we'll keep it going. How about a little Ponchito for fun?
Ponchito.
Ponchito.
If you will look at the first picture in your teletalkie, you will see a little burro. His name is Ponchito. He's the little fellow with the big ears. One little chicken, she clucked. The little goose, he honked. And the little pig, he squealed. But when Ponchito tried to bray, out came nothing. He tried and he tried, but no hee-haw. And right away, the little animals made up a song about him.
Ponchito. He is a good little burro, but he cannot bray.
Cannot he, cannot haw, it is awful.
Ponchito. The gooses and geeses, their nephews and nieces all say.
What a shame, such a shame. Too bad for the parents of little Ponchito. Ponchito has ruined their name.
Ponchito. Ay, poor Ponchito. His heart was so heavy like a stone. He was so ashamed he ran away and climbed to the top of the highest mountain. And when he got there, what do you think he saw? A little eagle in his nest. The little eagle was crying. So Ponchito, he said,
"Hey, little eagle, why do you cry?"
And the little eagle said,
"I cannot fly. And when an eagle cannot fly, there is much to cry about."
And when Ponchito heard this, he said,
"Ay, you poor little eagle. You are almost so bad off like me. I am a little burro, and I cannot bray." "Ay, you poor little burro. Do you mind if I cry with you? No?"
"No, little burro. Let us cry together."
"Thank you."
And after they could not cry no more, each felt so sorry for himself and for one another, they decided to jump off the mountain and end it all. Well, Panchito and the little eagle did jump off the top of the mountain. But as they were falling down and down, suddenly the little eagle called out.
Look! Look, my wings are flying. Flap your ears, little bird, and fly like me.
I can't.
And the ground kept getting bigger and bigger and closer and more bigger. But just before the ground got big enough to hit Panchito, the little eagle grabbed him by the tail. And Panchito made a one-point landing right on the tip of his nose. And the little eagle, he said,
Little burro, you know what? You brayed.
No, I did not bray.
Oh, but you did. You only think you cannot bray, like I thought I could not fly. So if you think you can bray, you can bray. So what you think?
Panchito did not know what to think, but he thought he ought to think, and maybe think some more. In the meantime, at the village, a big fiesta was commencing to begin. The little chicken was practicing her cluck. The little goose was practicing his honk. The little pig was warming up his squealer. The band was playing pretty music, and everybody was happy. That is, everybody but the papa and mama of little Panchito. And they were very sad.
Oh, my poor Panchito.
If we only had him back, we would not care if he never brayed nothing.
Listen, papa.
What is it?
And when the papa burro looked to see, there was little Panchito standing beside the little chicken, the little goose, and the little pig. And when the band did play, you never did hear such music. For Panchito, he joined in and brayed, hee-haw, hee-haw. And now little Panchito makes the biggest and most beautiful hee-haw in all Mexico. Which goes to prove, if you think you cannot, you cannot. But if you think you can, you can. I think.
If you think you can, you can. Okay. That was pretty funny. How much time? We got 5 minutes. Ooh, I got to find a Nancy 5 minute clip here somewhere. Let's see. All right. Here's a little me from my music, also available on Amazon. Here we go.
Boy. Oh, no. Now I have two men to play the where is game with. You know that game where men never know where anything is? You know why men can't find anything? Because they're too busy asking you where it is. It's like I have nothing better to do than to hide all their possessions. Oh, look, my husband's wallet. He'll probably be looking for this soon. He'll never find it here. My son's favorite toy. I know I can listen to him cry for it for hours. I'm evil. And they're always calling out your name, and it's always at the same time. Ma, Nancy,
the world. too much to cope with. Everyone is calling me. I hide out in the bathroom. Let me pee. I'm tired of these questions. What's for dinner? Where can my ball be? I hide out in the bathroom. Let me pee. 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 Mommy needs a timeout. Let me pee. Let me pee. Oh no, they're pounding on the door. No clue where the remote can be. If you clean, you'll find it. Let me pee. Let me pee. For just a moment now and then, I need a little privacy to get my thoughts together. Let me pee. Let me pee, let me pee, let me pee, let me pee, let me pee. Mommy needs a timeout. Let me pee, 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 let me pee. Mommy needs a timeout. Let me pee, let me pee. For just 10 minutes, let's pretend I'm a beer. For just 10 minutes, let's pretend I'm a beer. Oh no! I flushed the toilet! Now they'll know that I will soon be free! I need to stall for more time, but no more pee! No more pee! Two men calling out my name. It used to be my fantasy. Now it's just a nightmare. Let me pee. 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 Mommy needs a time. Let me pee. Let me pee.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Okay. Just one more time, a plug for Lexidus On Demand, Sunday, March 24th. Okay, that's this year in Elmont, New York. New York Lawyers face off in hockey to benefit Tunnel to Tunnel on Long Island. A charity evening benefited Tunnel to Tunnel Towers Foundation. Tunnel to Tunnel. Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, Sunday, March 24th, 5 p.m., following the Islanders game, the UBS Arena, 2400 Hempstead Turnpike, Elmont, New York. John Daly, Esquire, Plaintiffs versus Defendants. Others to be announced, okay? For tickets, Lisa M. Baldy. I wanted to get that right. Lisa M. Baldy at gmail.com. Lisa M. Baldy. Or call 917-922-9117. All right, it's sponsors. What do lawyers like to drink? Supina coladas. It is too funny. Supina coladas. All right. This has been What's the Buzz New York. Go get your game on for good calls, Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right. It's a good cause. It'll be fun watching them whack away with those hockey sticks. All right. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in and have a great day. Not just a little day, but a great day. Big kiss. Bye-bye.